Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, Labor Day edition of the show, we're here doing our program for you. As
do you believe that?
We normally are.
Free Talk Live is live on the radio on Labor Day evening.
Well, aren't
laboring
you supposed to work?
On Labor Day.
Yeah, it's Labor Day. Aren't you supposed to work?
Now, I'm afraid that that's not really the general idea, no.
Well, what is the general idea?
The idea is that labor has brought us this holiday, that the unions have brought forth this all the great things that they've brought forth, including this day off for all of us minions.
Yes, yes. They worked for me. They,
Well, I've always gotten a lot done on Labor Days. I mean, it's most people aren't working, so I can focus on getting other things done that I'd otherwise have to do, and I feel like it's kind of like a day to get ahead of other guys.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right, Ian. Yes.
Because if they're not working and I am, then that means I've got an extra, 16 hours on them or something like that, right?
Yeah. I got to say that it's... it's a good idea to get a little extra done on Labor Day.
So I've been actually tweaking some automation stuff here that I've been meaning to get to for a while to make things better on the technical side of the show. And how did you spend your Labor Day, Guard?
Hey, let's see. I got up, sent out a bunch of emails that I owed to people for the website, and then I did a little bit of writing and collected my photographs from last night's wonderful Motorhead Reverend Horton Heat, and I won't say the name of the other band.
Nashville something or other.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
Concert. Nashville Pussycat?
You can shorten it a little bit, but yes, and it was just a blast. You might be able to tell from my voice that I was screaming hard last night, and it was in Boston. It was one of the best times I've ever had. It was just great. And
do
and
love live music.
Some pro-liberty spirit coming out from Lemmy. From Motorhead.
That guy sounds like he screamed way too much.
Yes, indeed. If you like to gamble, I'll tell you I'm your man. So it was great, and that's what I did. I caught up from yesterday and was doing a lot of work yesterday, actually, so I can have about an hour and a half today. But, I agree with you. Labor Day is, for me, it's a day of getting stuff done. I love having that opportunity when everybody else seems to be just loafing and, barbecuing, whatever. I'm like, hey, man, I'm gonna push, do what I can do.
And that's fine. Loaf, barbecue, do what you need to do.
Sure.
In fact, Mark, what about you? What did you do today?
I went to the fair.
Okay.
There was a fair nearby, and I must say I certainly caught up on some emails and things like that. But at the same time, I went out with the fam damily and did the fair thing.
Well, and what I'd like to point out, that we're actually celebrating our third anniversary. Free Talk Live celebrating our third anniversary, broadcasting here in New Hampshire. As
nice.
I guess not technically tonight, because I think it was Sunday that we came up here on Labor Day weekend back in 2006, and then we couldn't get it together, the studio and all the equipment and the installation, quite quick enough to be on Monday. But we're about a day off, I think, from I think we've completed now 3 years of broadcasting here in New Hampshire.
Congratulations.
This is 3 years of Free Talk Live being a full-time business for the both of us, too.
That right for you?
Yep.
Sure. It's been full-time for me since day one.
But yes, but, you weren't getting compensated like it was full-time at that time.
No, certainly not. So thanks to everybody who's been listening this whole time. And if you're brand new to the show, welcome aboard. We will let you dial in about anything. We are here live, this Labor Day edition of the show. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll start things out here tonight with the latest, or at least some of the latest, on this healthcare controversy. Now, of course, the controversy in the public eye isn't the same one that you'll hear on this show. The controversy in the public eye is, well, should the government take control of more health care, or should it stay how it is?
Or less. But the real fact is the government is going to take control of more health care, or it's how much more, really, is the question.
Yeah, that's the debate.
Yeah.
It's not the debate is not should the government get the hell out of healthcare or get more involved. It's status quo or more government involvement.
Right. Because the Republicans on one side saying, well, we'll give you a tax break if you buy your own health insurance. We'll make it a medical savings account. We're still going to regulate the insurance companies like crazy state to state, which, by the way, is patently unconstitutional based on the contract clause. We're going to let that happen. No problem. And rates are continue going up. Or you got the Democrat side, which is, well, we're not really going to take takeover. But if you don't read this 1,000-page document, you can feel fine. But if you read the 1,000-page document, then it's a different story.
If you read it, you're just going to be confused because they don't write it in English anyway.
Well, I think what they're going to do is just tell people, don't read it. Doctors say it's bad for your eyes.
Well, I can tell you this story is making me a little ill from the Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com. Where there's been a lot of discussion, according to them, about the new and powerful federal agencies that will be created by the passage of a national health care bill. And actually, I wasn't aware of these because, I'm not paying that close of attention. The Health Choices Administration, the Health Benefits Advisory Committee, the Health Insurance Exchange. There are dozens in all, so that's just a handful. But if the plan envisioned by Barack Obama and congressional Democrats is enacted, the primary federal bureaucracy responsible for implementing and enforcing national health care will be an old and familiar one, the Internal Revenue Service. Under the Democrats' health care proposals, the already powerful and already feared IRS would... why would you fear an agency that's supposed to be serving you?
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't hire a servant who was scary.
Did they talk to George Orwell when they came up with all these names? Because they're so perfectly Orwellian. It's
beautiful. The Health Choices Administration.
It's great.
As though you'll have more choices when the government enters the marketplace.
Because the government's all about choices.
All you have to
people.
Do is ask them, what if I choose not to join it? No, I'm sorry. You have to take our choices. Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, that would be a false choice. Yes. Or a Hobson's choice.
Yes,
Hobson's. And
if you don't like the choices that we have to offer, shut up and pay anyway. And, that's pretty much it for the choices.
You know, talking to you guys is like trying to debate a dining room table. I heard it from Barney Frank. I know.
The IRS would, by the way, wield even more power than it currently does and extend its reach even farther into the lives of ordinary Americans. And the presidentially appointed head of the new healthcare bureaucracy would have access to confidential IRS information about millions of individual taxpayers.
That can't be true.
In short, healthcare reform as currently envisioned would be built on the foundation of an expanded and more intrusive IRS. Under the various proposals on the table, the IRS would become the main agency for determining who has an acceptable health insurance plan. For finding, now, this is the same agency, by the way, I'd like to point out, that they do their own studies, they test, because, they all are about, they're all about service. Want to make sure that you're getting the best of the best
service.
So they test themselves and they have this list of frequently asked questions, right? I mean, there are certain questions that most people who do taxes are asking.
And you would think that they would put those like on the top of the form where they're convenient to find.
No, but what they've done is they've called, and it's probably, I don't know how long it's been since this has been done, and I doubt it's changed much since I last heard about it. So, be aware that my data may be a little old here. But as I recall, it was about 40% was the percentage of questions from their frequently asked questions, not some obscure question,
right.
But from their frequently asked questions.
This is if I'm a beekeeper and lightning strikes my beehives on January 1st, which year do I put it in? Nothing like that.
Right. So 40% of their phone operator types got these questions correct. 40% of the questions were answered correctly.
Yeah,
that's true. You call one person, you get one answer. You call another person, you get another answer. You're absolutely right. This happened to me a couple times.
So you can't take the IRS's advice as to what to do. So just get ready. This is the same organization that's going to be put in charge of your health care if everything moves forward as they're planning.
And what I love with this health care plan is the IRS could have the capacity not only to monitor whether you've purchased your health insurance, as you will be mandated to do in some cases, in some policy prescriptions, but to actually extract the money and withhold a certain amount of money.
Yes.
They will have entrance to your bank account.
Of course.
And what I love about that, Ian, is
it's all for your own good.
Remember all the people who were justifiably on the left-wing side, justifiably talking about how the Bush administration had pushed around these telecommunication companies and they were getting all their phone records. We want privacy. Ask them if they will uphold the same principle here. Oh, but this is for a good purpose, you see.
Right. They don't have principles, but it's a great
amazing.
Question to ask. You're right. 800-259-9231. None of them in D.C. have principles. Democrats, Republicans. I might write an exception for Ron Paul, but that's about it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more here about the IRS in moments. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $990.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.18.88, $509.44 for the half ounce, or $254.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.18.88, $509.44 or $254.72.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan just by going to Facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And you can thank Jason Osborne and the crew over at Think Twice News, Think Twice Productions. They're busily filming a brand new movie this week. Think Twice Productions up until this point has simply been a news productions company, and they're breaking out into apparently zombie movies.
It's going to be great.
Or at least a zombie movie or something like that. I don't know if they're exactly zombies or what the deal is, if they're infected or
it's
aliens.
It's ingenious. I just love the concept here. It's going to be fantastic.
All I know is there's violence and a lot of Free Staters are going down to actually act in it, so it should be interesting. But you can go to thinktwicenews.com. You can grab their news pack, their news packages there. You can see them on YouTube. And Jason Osborne, of course, is the man behind SACL CAI, wherein if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. As we continue, the story is about the IRS and healthcare. Didn't think they'd mix any time in the future, did you? Well, looks like that's actually the plan, is to have them being the major agency, the federal agency, behind this new healthcare plot that they've got brewing up there in Washington. So there are several, there are dozens, actually, of new bureaucracies that will be formed, but the IRS is in charge of determining whether you have an acceptable health insurance plan. They'll also determine whether you are, or they'll actually find and punish those who don't have an acceptable plan, as well as subsidizing individual health insurance costs through the issuance of tax credits for enforcing the rules on those who attempt to opt out, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you guys, too. I don't know if you're going to go along with their little game.
Did I have to have health insurance?
Yeah.
Well, I want to have health insurance. I don't have it right now. I just couldn't afford it. The bills got tight there for a while. And, my son does. I don't. And that's the way we decided to do it. I'd like to have health insurance. I don't today. And if I do, I'm going to have it only for catastrophic stuff. I'm not going to have it for, just everyday sniffles and sneezes and things like that.
And, so few people are aware of economics that they don't understand that when the government intervenes in how the health insurance industry works, it drives up the prices. I, like Mark, I have a policy now, but it turned into a catastrophic policy because here in New Hampshire, they imposed all these regulations on the insurance companies, as people have heard me mention in other audios, in other audio formats. And my rates doubled the year that the state of New Hampshire imposed these regulations, forcing the insurance companies to accept people with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, my.
All the healthy people dropped out because they knew they could get their insurance after they got sick. So mm-hmm. there wasn't clean money going into the insurance companies. Companies got to raise their rates. My rates go up. I hold on. So I now have a deductible which is about three times as high as it was. It's more than this, like 3.2 times high as it was. And
are you paying about the same or a little more?
I'm paying three times as much
the catastrophic?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And it's of course, I've gotten older, of course, so that I would be paying more naturally anyway. Yeah. But my rates doubled the year that this insurance thing went into effect. And if anybody's listening, just keep in mind there is a clause in the Constitution called the Contract Clause that prohibits states from interfering between you and anybody you want to have with whom you want to have a private contract. So
does
licensing?
It though?
Oh yeah, clearly.
Really?
Yeah. This is one of the fascinating things that when I started to look at this story about the Senate voting on gun licensing for concealed carry between states, I started realizing, we have reciprocity for driver's licenses, and I thought, any other thing that's illegal, there's this thing called the Full Faith and Credit Clause of the Constitution. Anything that is a legal contract in one state or a legal document in one state is supposed to be recognized by another state. That's the way the Constitution is set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hence, if a gay couple gets married in another state that allows for gay marriages, they go to your state, you don't allow it, your state is still going to have to recognize it. That's the way it works, full faith and credit of legal documents. So if you got a license to practice law in one state, you should not be prohibited in another.
But you are.
Right. And so this conservative guy came up to me and he said, that would make it that all the states would be exactly the same. If they had license in one state, you'd have to have a license in everything. And I was like,
So if you take that along with the contract clause, which says that states can't interfere in private contract, what does it tell you? It tells you that the founding fathers never imagined that the states would be doing all this licensing.
Yeah.
They never imagined any of this stuff would be, all this crap would be coming down. So all these things are pat, and a strict reading of it, if you were to challenge it in a court where it wasn't all politically chosen, which is impossible.
Right.
You know, you'd be home free. You couldn't have these state regulations.
The fantasy court.
Yes, exactly. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Tattoo, tell them what happens.
We're mass. There's a little bit more to the story here. According to the plan, all Americans would be required to have acceptable insurance and would designate the IRS as the agency enforced with, or rather charged with enforcing that requirement on your yearly 1040 tax return, unless you're, like, you don't fill out one of those like I don't. You'd be required to attest that you have acceptable coverage, although, of course, you might be lying or simply confused about whether or not you're covered, so the IRS would need a way to check your claim for accuracy. Under current plans, insurers would be required to submit to the IRS something like a 1099 form in which taxpayers report outside income. The IRS would then check the information it receives from the insurers against what you've submitted on your tax reform. So their little informers over at the insurance companies will be assisting them in their process of enforcing on you to make sure that you are playing by their rules. And if it all matches up, you're fine. If it doesn't, you'll hear from the IRS. Oh, and sometimes it'll just not match up because the IRS sucks at doing their job, and you can expect to hear from them anyway. And if you don't have the acceptable coverage, you'll be subject to what they call here substantial fines, because that helps people get better. It helps people who are sick to find them.
There is going to come a point. I don't know if this is the point, you guys, or not, when people say, I'm resisting now. I am not going to conform to your mandates.
Do you think this might be it? Do you think this will be it?
I think if we continue, some people have debated, for example, when William Kostrick showed up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with his gun strapped to his leg.
Oh, yes, the man
the street.
Who single-handedly destroyed the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, supposedly so. These sorts of things, I've had conversations with a number of people about this. Is this good? Is this bad? I say, hey, I think this is a time when clearly people have got, the more you push it, the more you get and show anger, I think the better it is. Don't back down. Don't do any of that crap. Don't play by their rules.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that if people would actually do as you're suggesting, it would change immeasurably the situation we're faced with.
I agree. I don't think that this is going to be the thing that
probably not
that stops Americans. As far as I'm concerned,
they're going to cry about it, and then they're going to go right along and
cry
do it.
About it.
Oh, they're crying right now. They're going out and they're waving signs at the tea parties. Don't tax us. Don't do it, please. We'll do whatever you say, of course. If you just, please don't do it, man. I mean, that's pretty much what they're doing. But I'd love to see them take that next step into, well, we don't care what you do. And we're not going to obey, and we're not going to go along with this. And in fact, I've been waiting for an excuse to not pay taxes. Here it is. But unfortunately, they probably love the whole killing of brown people so much. The people that are against the health care reform are probably in favor of killing brown people. So they'll have a real tough time stopping supporting the state. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. A Labor Day edition of the program. We're here in the studio talking to you about whatever is on your mind. You just dial in toll free to the SACL CAI toll free line at 800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up anything. We mean it.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you don't get the free book. Try out their service at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right. So the news today was about the IRS taking over the healthcare thing. I'm pretty sure we've exhausted the topic, but you're certainly welcome to chime in on that or bring up whatever is on your mind. In fact, we're going to go unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, this is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, good evening. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the health care and the HIPAA. Have you heard of HIPAA?
Oh, the Health Insurance Privacy Act. Oh, that's the one where the government made it that you could not privately work with your insurance company to allow doctors and insurance companies to share information based on private contract. They called it privacy protection in the 1990s, and then the government in the same bill said, we're going to collect your private medical data, and we're going to hold on to it to protect your privacy. Yeah, I know all about
that.
That's
right. And under HIPAA, a healthcare provider discloses any of your so-called protected health information to someone else, they're in violation and can be fined and penalized for doing so. But it's not like I really care if Joe Blow down the street knows that I have a high blood pressure problem or, you know, a heart murmur or whatever else. But who is the ones who can do the most damage with that kind of information? Of course, it's the people who are in charge of it. So it's the the same people that are trying to claim they're protecting our health privacy are the ones that are violating it left and right, because Absolutely. They're the ones that can use it against us.
Who can ruin your life?
The congressman can. And now, with the new tying it into the IRS, they're going to have absolute control over your financial situation and be able to make you there's no way you can get out of even not paying anymore. If they hit you with some ridiculous fine, they're going to have the IRS to collect it for them.
Yep. Absolutely right, man. It's, you know, it reminds me, I remember I watched Ted Koppel on Nightline one night, and they were talking about cloning and genetic experiments with cloning. And he was interviewing some guy who was in favor of cloning, and Ted Koppel at the end gave one of these little comments that he always gives with this stupid little riser there, and he says, "But what happens if a very wealthy man gets... What happens if a very wealthy man gets his hands on DNA and starts to clone himself, or he wants to create clones and so on?" And this was all about...
Like a comic book.
Yeah, and the whole thing was about governments banning cloning, because Bill Clinton wanted a worldwide ban on what he called reproductive cloning, which is a redundancy. That's what cloning is. It's called reproduction, pinhead. So, duh. So anyway, all you ask here, I remember I wrote in my book, I was like, well, you know, which stands the greatest chance of actually causing harm? Some rich guy trying to start a business where, you know, it's limited to what the business can do and what people are willing to invest and things like that. Or a government, which can forcibly extract people's money to do whatever the heck it wants. And, of course, we know which one is more dangerous. So you hit it exactly with this thing. The Healthcare Right. Privacy Act is such a completely Orwellian name. We were talking about that before. They have not initiated this. If people are wondering about it, they have not fully initiated it because organizations like the Institute for Health Freedom, Sue Blevins Group, and things like that, they have fought this tooth and nail for over 10 years since the mid-90s. And they have not instituted this, but it is in the law. They can do it anytime they want.
Gene, any other thoughts?
Well, I wanted to, of course, tie into how if this goes to a single-payer plan, which is ultimately the end result of this will be a single-payer plan, because if the government subsidizes a certain half of this bill and it's unsubsidized for private insurance, obviously, eventually the private interest cannot compete against a tax-assisted program.
Exactly.
So you wind up with a single-payer plan. And as a single-payer plan, since the government also has all control over your health information, they would then be able to deny you treatment based on your history, like if you've been purchasing too much butter and meat.
That's
and you've
correct.
Been eating the wrong kinds of food and you didn't lose weight properly when you were told to, and therefore they're going to just deny you whatever things comes down the pike and say, well, you were non-compliant.
It's the next giant step towards a complete nanny state. I mean, we've got a pretty big nanny state today, but if the government is in charge of health care as far as how it's administered and all of that, then, yeah, they'll start setting rules because eventually they'll be running out of money and they'll say, well, we're so tight on funds, we can't just raise taxes. We're going to have to just stop you from eating XYZ, you know, whether it be trans fats or whatever the naughty food of the day
margarine.
Is.
Trans fat is a code word for the thing that they told us was better than butter 10 years ago. It's margarine.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, I remember when I was in British Columbia, I got such a chuckle out of the radio because they had this, the healthcare department had worked with the road safety people to mandate that everyone riding a bicycle had to wear helmets. And then about 2 days after the bill took effect, the law took effect, this radio station I used to listen to up there said, the British Columbian government has postponed the enaction of the helmet law in British Columbia. They have to work on it. There have been some problems. They are going to come up with exceptions for turban-wearing Sikhs and the greatest line, it was great, and people with big heads.
Now, I'd like to also point out that with this new healthcare propaganda that's coming out, I wouldn't say a lot of healthcare professionals, a lot of doctors, but a percentage of doctors are jumping on board with this plan. Maybe 20%, I would say, in our area are on board with this health thing. Maybe it's not even that high. Maybe it's only 15%. But they're being fooled by the ability of non-insured people to become patients who can pay you. So initially, you will see probably an increase in the number of patients showing up who will have health care.
However, the payer, the rate
you're going to get paid is going to continue to go down until you're seeing way too many patients in a day to make up enough money to actually cover your expenses. So, sure, initially you will see a few more patients come through the door of your clinic or whatever, which might initially give you a short rise in income, but that's going to be short-lived because within a year or two, all of those gains are going to go right out the window with a reduced pay rate because the scale from Medicare and Medicaid historically goes down over time. They never go up. You know,
absolutely.
If they do, they'll adjust it up 1% for an inflation rate of 5% or something. So it's still going down.
Gene, isn't it interesting, too? I mean, you speak economic truth. That's exactly the way it's going to go. You're going to increase demand, which is going to cost the government more, which will cause them to cut on what they're going to pay, and everybody's going to get dissatisfied. And this is exactly what happened in Canada. It's exactly what happened in England. And what's so amusing is that Barack Obama is saying that to help pay for my health care plan, sweetie, honey bunch, honey pie, honey bunches of oats, what we're going to do is we are going to get $450 billion dollars worth of savings from Medicare.
Oh, really? I thought Medicare was operating very, very well. I thought it was an efficient system. I didn't know that there were $450 billion of waste in Medicare. That's very strange. I wonder why that is. And as you know, Gene, and as many people listening know, they don't even pay everything in Medicare because we're subsizing it with our private insurance. Because
any doctor will tell you that.
Exactly. The doctors don't get fully reimbursed for their services even now for Medicare.
So it's just, I mean, if you thought it was expensive now for the government to cover the health care it currently does with Medicare and that sort of thing, just wait because the numbers, and thank you, Gene, for the call tonight, the numbers they're promoting, the predictions, you know, are going to be wrong. You know they're going to be wrong by, you know, a factor of 10 or something like that.
Close.
So it's going to cost them a hell of a lot more than what they're claiming it's even going to cost. More on the way here, and then there's the whole morality of forcing people to do things they don't want to do. It's Free Talk Live. Bring Anthony.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. They include all kinds of things, like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Wiki, the archives, more. It's all there for you. freetalklive.com. We're here for you on this Labor Day edition of the show. Most talk show hosts take the day off. We insist on bringing you live programming as often as possible. So here we are. And the phones are open for you. So let's go to them. Rich is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
listen,
Rich.
You have any idea where the Labor Day came from? What is the origin of that?
I believe you guys were referencing it earlier in the show, some sort of union thing, right?
I used to know. I looked it up one time for a radio show, and I didn't even bother this year. I can't remember. I don't know where.
Fill us in, Rich.
Well, I didn't come to fill you in, really. I was actually wondering myself.
Let's check it out here.
It's one of those things we really don't talk about, and it seems rather ironic that we're celebrating a day called Labor Day when most of our labor goes to paying for the government.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's celebrating Labor Day. People are going out and barbecuing and, going to the fair and having a good time with their family. That, you know, as to why, they don't know why.
I got it from the official source, Rich, if you want. You ready?
From the government?
Yes, this is from the government source, so you know it's got to be true. You ready, Rich?
Sure.
It says here, Labor Day is a day selected as the first Monday in September to celebrate being a pinhead. No, I'm just kidding. It says Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. And, of course, that's a very loaded term because, of course, it's all based on Marxism. Marx's belief that the value of a product was based on how much labor went into it.
Which constitutes just retarded.
It's based on what the consumer values it for.
Right,
exactly,
because the way you can easily break that one down is by saying, well, if it's valuable to do labor, then it must be valuable for me to go out in front of my house and dig a hole and fill it back in, right?
Exactly.
And that must have some real inherent value because it will take me hours, depending on how deep the hole is. That's going to take me a long time to accomplish that.
And amazingly, that is just the policy that they're doing now with the cash for clunkers. That's what they did during Roosevelt's administration. They literally had people digging holes and filling them back up again later on. I mean, it's just amazing.
They'd had different people filling them back.
Yes, different people.
Because it would really kill your morale if you were to dig a hole and somebody else was to fill it back in.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
had to fill it back in. So they move you to a different section of the town, the state, or whatever, and then they bring somebody else in that they moved from the other side of the state, and then they fill it in.
You know, I always had an aversion to Labor Day. I mean, besides the fact that it meant the end of summer, we were going back to school, which always ticked me off. I just didn't like the whole idea of taking a day off to celebrate workers. Yeah, there was something inherently contradictory about that. It seemed weird to me.
Rich, your thoughts?
Well, it sounds like we're all on the same page. I know we've covered this before, but it seems ironic that in Genesis, the Hebrew braseros who worked for the Egyptian pharaoh, they had to pay one-fifth of the fruits of their labor, and they were called slaves or bondsmen or servants, depending on which version of the Bible you read.
Yeah. Sounds like a hell of a deal. One-fifth, that's a lot cheaper than what we've got today.
Yeah.
Rich, thanks for the call, man. You're on an iffy phone line tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
But this is over and over. The Revolutionary War was fought over the intolerable acts, which were far more tolerable than what we're tolerating now. It's America. You better love it or leave it, son.
Can you imagine that right now in the United States there is a sizable portion, we don't know what percentage, and it doesn't really matter when it comes to the political world because there's so many machinations from different special interests and whatever. But there's a sizable portion of the United States out there who are willing to give up the control over their own existence, over their own body, to the government when things like the Intolerable Acts, which were, well, we don't want to buy tea from the Dutch East India Company and a few other what we would see as almost innocuous things now.
Well, now, there must have been people back then who were similarly minded. I mean, don't you think?
Because the
revolutionaries weren't a majority. They were a small percentage. And then they had the people that kind of supported them. And then there was the people that didn't really care. And then there was the people that were allied with the king, right? So,
but most of them weren't willing to do much about it.
Most of those who were allied with the king, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I've heard, you always hear that 30-30-30 or 33-33-33 thing. I think there were more people who were sentimentally backing people like the Sons of Liberty and the Mechanics and, Sam Adams and John Hancock and stuff early on. I don't think they would have been able to do what they did if they didn't have some real moral support in the hinterlands,
I think they certainly had some support, but I you've got to figure how much support did they have. I mean, and that's where you've got to... In the Revolutionary War, if you weren't willing to pick up a gun, as far as I'm concerned, you just weren't part of the revolution. I mean, giving people food and all that stuff, it's great, but it's not, really somebody who was committing a revolutionary act. And I don't, some people might have snitched, but they weren't really willing to pick up a gun for the other side either. So, I think that there was just more people that were willing to pick up guns to fight for freedom or whatever. I don't think they would have needed near the size, and they always say, crap about the militia during the Revolutionary War. If they would have used the militia rather than an armed force, used them as basically a pack of murderers, I think that they would have had a lot more luck. I think that you could have walked up to, British soldiers, slit their throats or shot them in the head, and instead of, standing on battlefields, shooting at each other. If you understand how they used the brown vests, they didn't even aim it. There isn't a sight on the front of the guns that they used. The intent was to just put lead in the air. 80% of battlefield casualties were made by the
flying off.
No, it was the thing at the end. What's that called?
The bayonet.
Right, the bayonet. So this was a war of stabbing people. And why would you go up against the world's greatest military at this by doing what they did? I mean,
retarded.
Right. Well, that's what that's what Washington wanted to do. And fortunately, he found this Claus von whatever. And he came over and he marched the troops around and he did some really great things in turning them into an army really quickly. But I don't see why they would have to do that. I don't understand.
Well, in the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, he's running around in the woods.
Yeah, I'm sure that there were certainly some incidences, on the periphery of some woods and that kind of thing. But why would you engage the enemy in that manner?
Do these reflections really matter anyway? I mean, it's done. It's over.
It is over.
And today we do have a situation where generation upon generation of government indoctrination has brought us to the point where a lot of Americans, and I don't know how many of them, but a lot, are very well under the thumb of the system and happy about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I take care of me from birth to death. Please don't make me have to choose where to send my kid to school. Don't make me have to handle my own retirement. Please don't make me do any of those things, government.
Not please. I mean, they'll call you names if you say that they should have to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is where...
You hate people. You hate poor people.
I'm fascinated at this instance, though, just hearing what you said, the words of Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence. And I don't want to, you know, try to string in a certain amount of patriotic hyperbole or anything like that. But obviously, those guys took some chances back then. They risked a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And
we don't see that today.
Yeah, you think about Nathan Hale, and I passed by a number of times. I passed by where they hanged Nathan Hale in Connecticut. And it's an amazing... tribute to a man who, you know, gave up so much to think about it for a second. But I'm fascinated because in the Declaration, Jefferson said, look, you know, if you've got an oppressive government and it's not allowing you to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it's your duty to overthrow it. Unfortunately, he added, and possibly to create a new one, I'm paraphrasing, but you should have just stopped, your duty to overthrow it and never replace it again, because all governments step on people's rights to life, liberty, and happiness. But what was fascinating about it is hearing this today and hearing Jefferson's words, as you're saying, so many people, the reason Jefferson said it was your duty is because he said they were God-given and he believed in God. And, you know, a lot of people in the United States believe in God, obviously, and they are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of these people, I mean, you look at Ted Kennedy, lapsed Catholic, hypocritical Catholic, whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got Chris Matthews, another one. Tim Russert was the same sort of thing. Chris Dodd, the same sort of thing. These guys supposedly ascribe to a particular religion, but they're going to toss out part of the tenets. What's fascinating to me is that if they believe in God, somehow they don't believe that they seem to think at the same time that it's okay for people to just say, you know what, I'm going to usurp and give up my rights to control myself, even though supposedly God gave me the right to control myself.
Well,
I am going to give it up.
I don't see how it's exclusive to. I think you can believe in some sort of superior being and still submit to man. I think it's sad. I think that their own Jesus wouldn't have done that same thing.
Well, that's the thing. If they're Christians.
But they have that free will, right? They have the free will to make that choice.
But God, this is fascinating. God extolled them, and supposedly they have these inherent rights. So if they have the inherent rights, why don't they conform to what Jefferson suggested?
Instead, I want you to explain this a little bit more, because I don't know if I've got a handle on what you're trying to get to here. We'll do hour number two here in a moment. Take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.